Galileo Galilei, the man who discovered Jupiter's moons and mapped Venus's phases, spent his final days haunted by one unsolved mystery. "I would have gladly spent all my life in jail," he confessed in 1642, "if only I could have solved this single puzzle." What tormented him? Light, this most intimate companion, the first thing we see at birth, the last before death, has captivated humanity for three millennia. Steve Jobs kept only one book on his iPad, Shunryu Suzuki's Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, finding wisdom in its teachings about beginner's light. Einstein spent his final decades puzzling over light's dual nature. From creation myths to quantum physics, from divine worship to a $100 billion industry powering smartphones and fiber optics, light's story traces humanity's evolution from spiritual reverence to scientific mastery. Yet the mystery endures. Each summer solstice, thousands gather at Stonehenge for what locals call a Woodstock of Light, a ritual dating back millennia, testament to our eternal fascination with this elemental force. Ancient cultures saw light as perfect from inception. Creation myths overflow with bizarre origins. The Bushongo god Bumba vomited the sun, Na Arian pulled a hollow tooth to let light stream through, and Egyptians believed light poured from Ra's eyes. Some cultures saw darkness as the anomaly. The Banks Islanders tell of the god Kut trading a pig to acquire night because their world knew only perpetual brightness. Genesis offered something revolutionary. Light created on the first day, sun and moon only on the fourth. This separation suggested light was a fundamental force rather than divine emanation, freeing Western cultures to study it scientifically. India's Vaisheshika school developed atomic theory after observing dust in sunbeams, distinguishing between light that is seen and felt, fire, felt but not seen, hot water, and seen but not felt, moonshine. Chinese Mohists created the first pinhole cameras and studied how light affected the whole body until the Qin dynasty burned their texts. Meanwhile, Greeks built Alexandria's 400-foot lighthouse, its mirrors reflecting a blazing furnace visible for miles. Beneath its beam, Euclid founded optics. The ray issues from the eye in straight lines. Archimedes allegedly weaponized light, focusing sunlight with mirrors to burn Roman ships, a dream that persists today. While Europe languished in darkness, Islam created a civilization where light symbolized power. Minarets, their name meaning place of light, blazed with oil lamps during Ramadan. Islamic craftsmen mastered light through carved quartz, glowing ceramics, and translucent marble walls. But beyond artistry, Islamic scientists solved optical puzzles that stumped the Greeks. Ibn al-Haytham, born in Basra, abandoned government work for science. In a Cairo mausoleum, he conducted experiments proving light came from objects, not eyes. He created the first anatomically correct diagrams of human vision, explained color perception, perfected the camera obscura, and demonstrated that light bends proportionally to material density. Far from merely preserving Greek knowledge, Ibn al-Haytham laid the theoretical foundation for Newton's optical revolution. Medieval Europe transformed divine radiance into physical reality. Thomas Aquinas conceived heaven as wholly luminous, a radiant realm captured on earth. Abbot Suger transformed St. Denis into the first Gothic cathedral by 1144, where light played through enormous rose windows. His words carved in stone, "Bright is that which is brightly coupled with the bright." Gothic techniques allowed St. Denis' windows to occupy 78% of wall surface, a structural miracle spreading across Europe. Cathedrals rose in Wells, Lincoln, Chartres, and Reims, with more stone quarried than in Egypt's pyramids. Dante captured this obsession in his Divine Comedy, where paradise ascends through increasingly brilliant spheres until he beholds God's essence as the living ray. Capturing light's subtleties took centuries. Leonardo's 1490 notebooks reveal his transformative insight, sketching spheres with overlapping shadows and subtle gradations. He called optics the blood of physics and perfected sfumato, blending colors like smoke. Caravaggio painted in darkened studios with black walls, his dramatic chiaroscuro shocking viewers. Rembrandt manipulated light with canvas swatches and shutters in his Amsterdam studio, building pigments a quarter inch thick, his final works showing his lifelong pursuit of light's holy grail. In 1664, Isaac Newton's prism revealed that light comprises distinct, separable colors. Yet opposition wounded him, and he withdrew from scientific discourse for decades. In 1801, Thomas Young's double-slit experiment challenged Newton's particle theory. Light passing through adjacent slits created interference patterns, proving wave behavior. At 17, Einstein imagined riding a light beam, realizing clocks would freeze. His special relativity emerged from understanding that if light travels at constant speed for all observers, time itself must be relative. Throughout the 1920s, light's dual nature confounded physicists. Einstein never accepted quantum uncertainty, lamenting, "All these 50 years of pondering have not brought me any closer to answering the question, what are light quanta?" Richard Feynman brought playful brilliance to the puzzle, creating elegant diagrams, photons as squiggles, electrons as arrows, that let scientists visualize how light and matter mingle. Theodore Meiman's 1960 laser, no bigger than a drinking glass, produced deep red light brighter than the center of the sun. While Meiman proposed communications and surgery, journalists fixated on death ray potential. By the 21st century, light transformed from divine mystery to controlled phenomenon. In 2001, Harvard physicists stopped light using a supercooled Bose-Einstein condensate. Light therapy now treats seasonal affective disorder, while optogenetics uses light to control neurons. The National Ignition Facility's femtosecond laser achieved fusion ignition in 2014, potentially unlocking limitless energy. From Archimedes' legendary burning mirrors to modern laser weapons, humanity's dream of harnessing light's power has materialized. Surgeons use lasers for precision cuts, ophthalmologists restore vision, dermatologists erase scars. Light has become both sword and scalpel, weapon and cure, fulfilling ancient prophecies while exceeding our ancestors' wildest imaginings. First light emerged after the Big Bang, when the universe cooled enough for photons to travel freely. In 2011, Hubble detected galaxy UDF-39546284, whose light traveled 13.2 billion years to reach us. Arizona's College of Optical Sciences creates 28-foot mirrors for Chile's giant Magellan Telescope, searching for this primordial glow. Light is telling us where we come from, says Professor Dae-Wook Kim. It will change our understanding of the universe. From Galileo's deathbed confession to quantum computers, from cave fires to fusion reactors, humanity's relationship with light remains our most profound journey. We've learned to split it, stop it, weaponize it, and heal with it. We've captured it in cathedrals and on canvas, decoded its quantum secrets, and traced it across billions of light years. Yet light still holds mysteries. What are photons, really? How did first light shape the cosmos? Can we harness fusion's promise? The questions that haunted Galileo echo still, reminding us that our most intimate companion remains as mysterious as when our ancestors first worshipped the sun.